Good morning, everybody, and I'm going to do another Premiership review. This is a Sunday morning. It's 7:55 a.m. and I thought I'd do this review before I forget. There wasn't a huge amount of games actually yesterday in the Premier League, but some of the games that were on were top-notch. And the biggest game that was on yesterday was Arsenal played Liverpool. Arsenal had a lot of key players out. They had suspensions, they had injuries, they were missing some really big individuals. And one of their players that was playing a stormer, Frimpong is his name, Emmanuel Frimpong, and he ended up getting sent off. And he was having a really good game up to that. And he unfortunately got sent off, and after that happened, I think it was just about damage limitations. The Arsenal central defender, Koscielny, he had to be taken off. His back went into spasm, and a little young Spanish defender called Miguel had to come on. And after that, he. To be honest, they were struggling, and it's the luck, the bad luck that Arsenal are having right now. The luck with injury, bad luck with injuries, and the sendings off, and it's just it's bad, And Miguel even had an own goal, which was harsh. But that's what happens, So anyway, look, Arsenal have had a really terrible start this season, and they lost, as I said, 2-0 to Liverpool. Some other games, interesting ones. Aston Villa had a really good performance against Blackburn. They won 3-1. Now I worry for Blackburn. I think they're gonna struggle. I'm not sure where the goals are going to come from. I don't think they've got the players. So Aston Villa did well, three goals there. And West Brom played Chelsea, and Chelsea came back from being 1-0 down to win 2-1. So that was a fighting performance. And they're showing they're still in the chase, still in the hunt, and that's a pretty good turnaround. Everton, who have recently been in the news to say they've no money, the bank won't lend them money, and that they probably won't finish in the top seven because of their funds and they can't bring anyone in. They were playing QPR, and QPR, who obviously have got promoted, and QPR won 1-0. And to be honest, I don't understand how Everton can be managed this badly, because they don't want to sell players, but they expect to be able to buy players. Even Man United have to sell players to bring people in. Also, the owner, Bill Kenwright, says he hasn't got the personal wealth to invest. Then I'm sorry, you need to think about the future. You need to probably sell your club. He wants investors to give him money, which is just ridiculous. I mean, sometimes you just have to take a bit of responsibility and do what's best for the club. So Everton lost 1-0, which is a bad result. There was a big derby against Sunderland and Newcastle. Sunderland had a player sent off, and Newcastle also won that game 1-0. So that was a good result for such a derby game. And the last one in our selection is Swansea, who are promoted, played Wigan, and that ended a very boring nil-nil. But from all accounts of the game, it was okay. The Swansea keeper, who Michael Vorm, he saved a penalty. And he saved them on more than one occasion, I believe. So, it obviously sounds boring to be nil-nil, but I believe Swansea did well. I believe they had most of the possession and they had more of the shots, and you know, that's a good result. But I think these other sides, the Wiggins, the QPRs, the West Broms and the Blackburns and people like that, that you need to beat. If you can't beat them, you're not going to really beat the top sides, the Arsenals, the Aston Villas, the Chelseas, the Man Uniteds of this world. So that could be, you know, okay, it's a point gained, but and you could have lost with the penalty. But I think these are the people you need to beat. And today we have Norwich v Stoke at 1:30, Wolverhampton Wanderers v Fulham at 2:00, and Bolton v Man City at 4:00. So there are some good games. And of course, Man United don't play Spurs until Monday. So I'll do a talk on that game as well. So I'll do a review of tomorrow's games in an audiobook as well. Probably tomorrow. So until the next time, enjoy the football today, and I'll catch you around very, very soon. Take care. Bye.